When he came to my meetings after about 2 years, I met him. I rather liked him. And I asked him if he would like to do what I am doing. And he said, yes, I would, but I'm not qualified. I said, you've only answered correctly. If you felt you were qualified, you'd be no earthly good.
Greetings and salutations. This is Neville Mind Tricks. So the person in the intro that Neville was talking about was Freedom Barry. Freedom Barry. More about him later. How to make them sing. How to make them sing is the topic of today's episode. Obligatory, I know you're not a sporter, but unless you're living under a rock, you probably know that the World Cup is currently being played and the United States has advanced to the round of 16. Now, I watched the first game. The SO and I had a date, went to a restaurant. There was quite a few folks that played hooky on a Monday. But we're American, that's what we do, right? So we played hooky on a Monday and went to watch the game. And right away, I was extremely upset. Reason being is only about one out of however many players they were showing from the United States team, maybe two or three, was actually singing to the national anthem. Yeah, that's how I felt. It was so bad that I started rooting for the other team. Not like anyone cared. I did get a lot of weird looks, but whatever. And basically, I was like, well, I want them to sing the national anthem. They're representing the country. The only reason they are where they are is because they're good at soccer. The only reason we're watching them is that they're good at soccer. And everything that goes with it, the patriotism of your country. Doesn't have to be America, it's just whatever country you are. So I said I'd like for them to sing. And the next two games that they played, they sang. They sang the national anthem. May or may not have anything to do with my thought about it, but I was pretty bedazzled, befuddled. I was not happy that they didn't sing. But they sang the next two songs, and they did just enough to advance. I'll spare you the details. Now, so back to the recording about Freedom Barry. Recording about Freedom Barry. What's that? Oh, you want me to play it again? Okay, I think I could do that. Hold on.
I asked him if he would like to do what I am doing. And he said, yes, I would, but I'm not qualified. I said, you've only answered correctly. If you felt you were qualified, you'll be no earthly good.
So this was after Freedom Barry had been going to see Neville live, the man, myth, the legend himself. Even after 2 years, and who knows, we don't have any additional detail if you know more than I do. Shoot me a note, nevillemindtricks@gmail.com, and feel free to enlighten me. But 2 years, did he go once or twice in 2 years? I mean, I play golf, but I play once a year if I'm lucky. I can't even remember the last time I played. But, so you could technically say I play golf. Or you could say I play golf and I could live on a golf course and get two 2 to 3 rounds in every day. Time-wise, I don't know if you can get 3 rounds in a day. I'm sure people have tried it and may have been successful at it, but maybe they just played part of the... But you know what I mean. The frequency is kind of assumed, and your assumption is different than my assumption. But here's a guy that's been exposed to Neville's teachings for 2 years who doesn't feel like they're qualified. Now, this is why I feel the way I do and why I give the advice that the third best thing, maybe even the top thing you could do, or anyone can do if they want to avoid not learning Neville, if they want to learn Neville and take it to the next level, is to steer clear of the algorithm. So the algorithm basically is comprised of, you got the bro science guys. Yeah, these are guys that are too dumb for their own good and try to act smart. Yeah, so anybody out there that's like, oh, he's a whatever word they're using that everyone forgot because Trump's not president anymore. But no, I'm an equal opportunity employer, if you will. So you got the bro science guys who, you know, they're just naturally in good shape or what have you. Staying healthy comes easy, whatever. And so they just make stuff up as they go along to try to sound smart. You got the sex appeal coaches who have a false sense of confidence from receiving male attention ever since their early teens. And even if they're one of these women,
she is not, may I say, a good-looking lady. Either in form or in feature. Nice in many other respects, but you can never accuse her of being a beautiful woman.
All right, and sometimes she may not even get as far as the nice in many other respects part. But, you know, and if she was alive in another time, 90s, early 2000s, most guys would probably not give her the light of day. She'd have to kind of settle for the schlup that lives with his mom because no one else will even look their way. But the society has created such an environment where as long as you're a woman, you could pretty much garner tons of male attention and be put on a pedestal. So that's where their confidence comes from, the sex appeal coaches. And then you have the kid coaches. I mean, they're confident. They can't rent a car. They can't do many things. They don't have much life experience, but they're confident. And that comes from playing t-ball and goalie-less soccer until their late teens. So, in summary, avoid the algorithm. So, back to soccer. So, the U.S. plays the Netherlands today. The podcast host sent me a note the other day with the analytics. And some of my best supporters outside of the United States comes from the Netherlands. So I know it's just sports and none of this stuff really matters, but it's kind of hard to root against the Netherlands with that kind of support. So I'm going to be indifferent. I'm going to be a millennial. Here I am making fun of Gen Z's, Gen X, kid, millennial. I'm going to act like one. I hope both teams have fun and whoever scores the most points comes out ahead. But more importantly, I want to see if I'm going to make them sing. Now, they don't have to know the words, just as long as they move their mouths and looks like they're doing something. Act confident, somewhat. Enjoy the goodness. Share your cool success stories. And learn more Neville every day. Every week, every month, however frequently you feel like it, by self-study and studying with buddies.